Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. It's that time of year, the holiday time of year. How you doing, Brian?
Bah humbug.
Well, you know, I'm making some progress on my Christmas holiday, whatchamacallit, shopping, and, you know, I've been eBaying. I did
you
score
Christmas debt.
No, I don't. I don't charge. That's why it takes me a long time, because I can only pay as I go, and, you know, people don't get the greatest gifts.
It's always Christmas debt.
Yeah?
Well, think about it. Could you use that cash for something else?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Christmas debt. Yeah, I know, but at least I'm not charging anything. But, geez, it does get expensive, and the older the kids get, the more expensive. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, look, we're maxing out at $150, you know, at that... That's it. You're done.
You want 200? That's your birthday, too.
Yeah. I guess we should do the announcements of the upcoming meetings.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So we have our upcoming meetings are in January of 2007. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. They're free to anyone who wants to attend. You do not have to be a New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society member to attend one of the meetings, so check it out. The first one is January 3rd at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey. That's for the Central Jersey Division of the NJGHS. Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, head up that division. The next one is January 16th, and that's in the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. That's the Northwest Division, headed up by myself, and we meet in the Blue Room. And then on January 26th at the Pagoda Recreation Center, which is located at 162 West Main Street in Pagoda, New Jersey, that is the Northeast Division of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and that is headed up by our team leader, Laura Lindemann. So, those are the meetings. Make sure you check them out. Now, I know we're psyched. We're getting ready here to do our first of our series of two holiday specials of the Deadline. We've got some very fun Christmas carols and songs to share and really help you. I mean, it's something that I think this podcast and next week's podcast will be something that you can kind of fast forward to on your iPod or on your iTunes, you know, you know how they have those iPod things, those docking stations with the stereos?
Yes.
Well, I think people will really benefit from this week's show and next week's show, you know, gatherings, parties, dinners, just plunk your little iPod in one of those things and set it to the Deadline and let these wonderful, heartwarming songs just fill the air.
Oh, I can just imagine the thousands of people that are going to do that.
I'm sure. You know, not for nothing. I don't think you even noticed last year, Brian, when you were at the big holiday bash that we did. Remember that party we did,
Yes.
A snow day?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Well, I had all of these albums by Bob Rivers in the CD player.
I remember.
And you caught on?
Yes.
Because nobody else did. Nobody else got it. People would just think, you know, like a rock song would come on and be like, oh, wow, Led Zeppelin, that's cool. Why are you playing this at a Christmas? You know, it wasn't a Christmas party. It was a Take a Snow Day party. It was a holiday party. It was on, what, December 29th, right? That or the 30th. We did it right. It was well after Christmas, but not too close.
Personally, I liked your bake sale more.
Oh, well, thank you. But I loaded in all these Bob Rivers CDs, and the songs are playing, and some of them were recognized as, you know, Christmas carols and stuff, but people were not getting it. They were just enjoying the party. I thought it was a real scream that nobody really listened to the words, but now's your chance, people.
run now.
No, this is good stuff. In fact, Peter and I are to the point now where we can't even, like, walk in a store and hear the real Christmas carol without singing the words that we know from the Bob Rivers CD, so...
That's called mental.
No. Yellow snow. We heard that in one of the stores. We were cracking up.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so we'll get to those great songs. Anyway, speaking of songs, we have had three people write in with... Yeah, forgive me, there's something so stuck in my eye, it's killing me. We've had three people write in with suggestions for the title of the Deadline theme song.
Well, it's about frickin' time.
Hey, nothing like a little begging, groveling, you know, to get people to come forward and pitch in. But anyway, we Brian and I, of the five suggestions, it was three people, two of the people each suggested two different titles. So of the five titles that were suggested, Brian and I gave our thumbs up to three. These three are what we're going to ask you all to send in your votes to the deadline at njghs.net and let us know which one of the three you think should be the title. Okay. And when we tabulate all the votes and we announce it in January, whoever was the one that suggested that title will get one of the t-shirts and a bumper sticker and the satisfaction of knowing that they named the song.
You named the song.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go.
I can name that song in two notes.
Yeah. And most of the people listening to this going, what is he talking about? Because, like, I get it, but, you know. For those of you who are really young, like, you know, young. What was that show? Name That Tune?
Name That Tune.
Yeah. And that was a fun show. That was really fun.
I could never do it.
No? Well, when people got down to one note, I'm like, well, how can you name a song in one note? You know, I mean.
No, I've seen them do it in no notes.
Oh, well, didn't they used to give you a clue?
You had a clue.
Oh, okay.
And you had up to, I think, like seven or eight notes, and then you would go down from there.
Yeah. And you'd be facing off against your opponent to see if who could get down to naming it in the lowest amount of notes and getting it right. And, but you're right, they did give you a clue, so I guess if you
you had to, because there's even seven notes, that's tough.
Well, let's say, like, if I did dun, 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 like, that's only three notes, but you would know that's yesterday, you know?
Are you sure?
Yeah. But I mean, but to go done, like, there's your one note. I mean, if you didn't have a clue, forget it.
Exactly.
Anyway, so enough walk down amnesia lane. So back on task here. The three titles that Brian and I have decided they're okay. You know, I was hoping for something better, but this is the three best of the five that we got. So here you go. Kelly, you're up for a nomination here with the title The Dance of the Dead. Crystal has offered up the title Enigma. Now, I think that's kind of overdone, right? Hasn't there been a lot of, like, techno songs named Enigma?
Probably.
Okay. But anyway,
I'm not
Enigma.
Techno, so.
Yeah, neither am I. But and Dina, you're up at bat with Flatlined. Actually, see, now, I don't know. There was that movie, Flatliners.
Yes, I remember that one.
That's a good movie.
That was with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, and all the hotties were in that. Kevin Bacon, Big Mouth, what's her name? Julia Big Mouth?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Julia Big Mouth Roberts.
Oh, my God. God, she looks like, you know, she could open up and you'd mistake her for the Lincoln Tunnel, you know. It's like, God.
Her and Mick would get along.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so cast your votes at the deadline at njghs.net, and we will announce the winner in January. Again, you're voting on The Dance of the Dead, Enigma, or Flatlined. I will post these on the deadline page of the njghs.net site, so that way you'll be able to refresh your memory and say, yeah, I like this one, I'm going to send an email and vote for it. Okay? So let's move along to shout-out, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. You know, each week we will give a shout-out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted at, send an email with the link to your site to the deadline at njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll email you and let you know which show your shout-out is going to appear on. Now, this week's shout-out goes to Historic Ghost Watch of Atlanta, Georgia. They're on the web at www.historicghost.com. Leaders Kevin Fike and Tim Naylor provide top-notch investigative work with historical research as well as training members who come on board their team. And I had the honor of meeting them, as well as Kevin's wife, Amy, in the green room at the Montel Williams Show, when we were there to tape the Halloween special with Sylvia Brown. And actually, I have finally got around to doing something here. The You can see the pictures of the of all of us on the Montel show from the Montel link on the top of the Who's page of the NJGHS.net site. If you go to the Who's Who page, and you'll see a bar on the top of the page. You'll see Montel pics. If you click on that, you'll see pictures of Amy, Kevin, Tim, myself, and it was fun. Me and Sylvia. Oh, what fun. Anyway, so, but on the show, Tim and Kevin had some great footage of a mirror that had a black shadowy image in it in a restaurant they investigated. Like, it was Kevin was walking by the mirror when they were filming it, and when they played it back, they could see this other shadowy, black shadowy thing in the mirror. It was really cool, so. Anyway, so way to go. Congrats again to Historic Ghost Watch. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg July 20th to 22nd, 2007 at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zaffis, Rosemary Lynn Guiley, Jeff Belanger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-host will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Zoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob? No way!
Okay, let's get set. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Our first song that you're going to enjoy is called There's Another Santa Claus.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, there's Santas everywhere. Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray and that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. One at the mall and one in the window, sitting in a velvet chair. Fat ones, skinny ones, tall ones, short ones, cheeks so rosy and bright. That Christmas cheer smells a lot like beer. Oh, Santa Claus, a cat tonight.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! Howl, howl, howl!
Yo, man, word to the Kringle. Fanny's in the house. Yo, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
No, I cannot make a $20 bill. I'm very sorry.
Ho, ho, ho! Hi, what am I doing here? Happy Hanukkah!
Just saw Santa Claus, just saw Santa Claus, just gave a Santa Claus change. Drove downtown and a bell ringing Santa Claus hit me up again. When those sleigh bells jingle, jangle on my rooftop tonight, will my chimney be backed up with Santa's all crammed in tight?
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape, the Santa's everywhere.
Bells are ringing, children screaming, something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, that's nice to play, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There you go. Now, pay attention to this next song. It is a very classic one of A Little Town of Bethlehem. However, it's been set to a more classic rock song.
Okay.
Do you recognize that one, Brian?
No.
Eric Burdon and the Animals originally did House of the Rising Sun. Okay, moving on. Here's a cute little tune that everybody hears every Christmas and finds thoroughly annoying, but that's why this parody is so sufficient.
And that's why we play it.
Yes.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your new song?
I'll say that. Let's get this over with.
Okay, Squeaky.
Okay.
Okay, Thagador.
Okay.
Okay, Melvin. Melvin. Melvin!
Relax, old man. Jesus.
Christmas chipmunks sing each year. Squeaky rodents, hurt your ears. We'll sing back till Christmas. Christmas pass real fast. We're a pain to listen to. Been around since 62. You could hardly stand us then. Now here we come again.
Boys, excuse me.
You can hardly stand to hear.
Look, you guys.
Now,
let's cool it with the ad-libbing and give it one more try.
I'm sorry, who's the artist here? Yeah!
You know, you guys could all be used in shampoo testing.
What would you know about shampoo? Nice rug! Oh, yeah, that looks real.
I'll tell you, Melvin, I got a friend at a research lab that would pay top dollar for a gerbil like you.
Could he get me some Viagra?
You want an ear growing out of your back, pal?
You wouldn't dare. We're shaking, baby.
You want me to let the cat in here?
Bring it on.
I'll do it!
He's a puppy!
I've been wanting to do it for years, Melvin! Let's go for all of you! think that's it. I'm going to fire up the barbecue. Arrivederci, Melvin. Hello, jerk.
Like, what a big threat. Okay, so are you having fun yet, Brian?
Anyone else who wants to make any complaints, they should be emailed to laurahnjghs.net. I am not responsible
for
this.
Where is your Christmas spirit? This is Christmas. This is all about the holidays. This is having... You know what? I bought one of those jingle bells. Actually, Peter bought it for me. One of these, like, a wreath made out of jingle bells. And I hung it up in the dining room. I should have brought that with me so I could have been shaking it. And we could have had the whole, you know, Christmas bell sound in the background. Oh, where's your Pimpin' Santa? Let the people hear Pimpin' Santa. That's
Pimpin'
pretty cool.
Pimpin' Santa?
Yeah.
Toto is in the house. Kris Kringle is in the house. Ho, ho, ho. That's what I'm talking about.
See that? Very nice. Okay, so moving on, this is more of a spin-off of the Beach Boys song, Good Vibrations, but it's called Decorations.
Ah, I love the colored lights every year, and the way the neighbors stop their cars and stare. Ah, strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's straining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm popping out radiation.
Hey, pal, come on, knock it off. It's 3 a.m.
Gotta keep those Yuletide decorations up all winter.
God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
Amen.
I'm cutting up a major station. Three wise men's destination. Nutcrackers in full claymation. There's a drummer boy animation.
Fa la 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 la.
And now we'll go right to one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, there's food for the homeless on the holidays. 'Cause no matter how filthy or uncombed, if you're down on your luck, you can really graze. For the holidays, we throw those bums a bone. I met a man who drank and smelled of pee. He was heading for the local mission for some homemade pumpkin pie. Panhandling folks are always hanging round by the discount liquor store, and they're not too brand specific. Gee, a buck would be terrific.
God bless you, sir.
But there's food for the homeless on the holidays. There's a turkey just like Mama made at home. If they pine for redemption from their heathen ways, come the holidays, we'll toss those bums a bone.
Thank you, Jesus greetings, thank you.
Take a piss in your pants till you smell like you're from France. Put some vino in a crumpled paper sack. Though you're smelling like a beast, you'll be treated to a feast. 1 second, come on right back. There's lots of food for the homeless on the holidays. Have some pumpkin pie and ham with provolone.
We don't care if they eat dog food on the other days.
When you call sweet home, for the holidays we'll toss those bums a big fat juicy bone.
How about a war veteran? Who'll help for a war vet at Christmas time? War veteran. Oh, God bless you, sir. Yes. Yeah, I was in a big war. WWW, the internet war. Yeah, I was a victim of downsizing, you know, middle management and all that. You, God bless you, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
So how's that for politically incorrect?
That's more like politically correct.
But, you know, seriously, when you think of the song, it makes a good point. Most people don't really care about the homeless all year. It's like at Christmas, all of a sudden, charity comes to the fore, but the rest of the year, it's like, they can eat dog food for all I care. You know? So the next one is even more politically incorrect, walking around in women's underwear.
Lacey Beans, the wife is missing. For her permission, I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
Office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Okay, let's take it up a notch and go right into Not So Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, shepherd's way at night.
That was rocking. You rocking over there, Brian?
I just don't have the hair to do it.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, let's go a little south of the border, shall we, with Police Stop My Car.
Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode the block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. Let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I blew, I blew a 2.1.
Okay. That's dedicated to my sweetie Petey. That's one of his favorites.
Wow, now talk about politically incorrect.
Now this next song is dedicated to our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish. Primarily Sherry, because she's a big Elvis fan. And this is called There's a Santa Who Looks a Lot Like Elvis.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Take a look at the double chin, he's weighing about 310, with golden chains and sequin belt below. There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, down at the Kmart store. But the scariest sight to see is that jolly VIP in a pompadour. A pair of blue suede boots and a beard with black roots and a face you knew way back when. A drawl in his stock and a swagger and walk and the hips that wiggled back then. My mom and dad can barely wait to see the king again.
He's a Santa who sounds a lot like Elvis.
There's that faint peanut butter smell whenever he says Noel. Those lips are always twitching to and fro.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Soon the band will start, and the thing that would pleasure Bing is a carol by the king right here in Kmart.
You ain't nothing but a reindeer flying all the time. You ain't nothing but a reindeer flying all the time. Well, you ain't never brought a present and you ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, we're here every day from 2 to 4. If you want to feed the reindeer, just leave them a peanut butter and nanner sandwich. They'll eat it later.
He's the Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Signs you can't ignore.
Well, I have pulled a few pounds.
It's the wackiest sight to see. Buddy Holly's on his knee.
Oh, you're a skinny little fella, aren't you?
And I'm almost sure. it's Elvis once more.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and of course we want to end our little Christmas jingles on a very upbeat, rockin' positive note, which leads us to the toy sack.
You look up in the sky on the night before Christmas, there's a big fat guy with a
toy sack! Toy sack, yeah, yeah. It's squeezing down through your fireplace Christmas Day. A million Barbie dolls.
Jingle Bell Cargo is as big as a whale. They put everything into the toy sack. They shove in a Chrysler and a TV from Sony. So hurry up and pack that Shetland pony.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
This sack's heavy.
Toy sack.
Tugging and a tugging, huffing and a puffing, reaching in the bag, and there's an easy bake oven. Now back up the chimney. Yeah, it's straining Santa's jimmies. That sack's not skinny, but every year he lugs it around and around and around and around.
Reindeer really loofing, ain't no time for goofing, baby.
Elves lining up to pack toys for your town.
Bag is always moving, something's in there pooping, baby.
Puppies in the sack, there's puppies in the sack.
Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and whatever else you celebrate, people. You know, these songs are by Bob Rivers. He was a DJ that started out on a station in Seattle, Washington, years ago. And he would do it for his radio show. He wrote these parodies, and people really loved them. So he ended up creating, like, Twisted Christmas and I Am Santa Claus and the Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire and all these, and the White Trash Christmas. All these albums came out. And, you know, I know it was probably hard for everybody. If you've just heard it the first time, you're probably laughing and you miss some of the words. But, of course, it's a podcast. You can always replay it and keep voting for us. But
hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Yes, but you can also go to bobrivers.com, and he posts all the words to his song. So you can see what the words are, and if you want to buy his albums. I mean, I think when I bought mine, I got most of them through Amazon.com online. I bought them, so... Check him out at www.bobrivers.com, and happy holidays.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary. Located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Rick Fisher of the Paranormal Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Ah, welcome back, and it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week you were asked, what is the name of the professor and prolific author I mentioned in the previous week's Haunted Trivia, who investigated Sid's motorcycle shop? I cannot believe we did not have a winner on this. People, I couldn't have made it any more easy. Well, even if you didn't know, all you had to do was go through Podcast Alley and click on the previous week's show and listen for last week's Haunted Trivia and then email in the answer this week. I mean, hello?
Hello, where am I?
We qualified this as so flippin' easy, that's why.
Hello, McFly, hello.
Good grief. Anyway, so the answer was Hans Holzer. There you go. Now, here you go. This is this week's Haunted Trivia. Has a skill level of pretty gosh darn tootin' challenging. And here we go. There are reported 6 separate apparitions at the Tower of London, starting as early as the 13th century for one of them. Now, if you can be the first person to name all 6 and email the names to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, you will win the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirt, which is a really cute child's t-shirt, 100% cotton. Anyway, now I'm going to give you a hint. Yes, there are 6 apparitions, but one of them is a pair of people, okay? So you have 5 individuals and 1 pair equaling the 6 apparitions. The pair of people are what we would call young people. Now, that's it. That's all the hint I'm going to give you. You have to give me all 6 apparitions. Email your answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Remember, these are apparitions that have been spotted as early as the 13th century in the Tower of London, or at the Tower of London in London, England. Okay, well, I think we're going to start wrapping it up because we're pooped. Plus, we have more partying to do.
I'll say. What?
Woo! It is the season. Oh, before I forget, make sure you check out ghostworldconference.com. And
It's coming up?
Yeah. If you want to get some, pay for attendance or register someone as a gift for Christmas or Hanukkah, knock yourselves out.
Boy, you know what? I really wish we had an official commercial for it.
I know. And you know what? I was thinking last night. I know, what a shock. I was thinking.
That's a first.
Yeah, well, but alert the media. No, but I was thinking at this point I might as well just write up a dang commercial or take the commercial that I wrote for a certain someone who shall remain nameless.
Vince.
Wilson. and I'll just record the dang thing myself. So maybe, next time we get together to do a podcast, we're going to end up doing a commercial for Ghost World Conference, because otherwise I keep having to plug it on our show versus just letting the commercial run, and it would cover all bases in one shot. Anyway, check out ghostworldconference.com, and if you are a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, you will qualify for the $85 buddy rate, which lets you register to attend the conference, which right now it's $115 to register. And get this, even if you're not a member, it's still cheaper to pay $20 to become a member and get the $85 buddy rate than it is right now to register for $115 without being a member. Ta-da! There's the math, people. Told you I was thinking. The buddy rate is good until April 30th, 2007. You do have to email me directly and request the private link. I will verify your membership and send you the link. My email address is laurah@njghs.net. Okay, so you can stay tuned to the www.njghs.net website for all the updates. Make sure you check out those Montel picks on the Who's Who page.
And vote.
And definitely please vote for us at podcastalley.com. I saw our ranking at last count. We're in the 300s now. I'm really depressed.
When did you look?
Yesterday.
I looked today. We're 285.
Oh, we got back down to 2. Well, but still 285, but it's better than being in 300s. But
hey, we're in the top 10%.
Yeah, that's true, but people vote for us. We're really trying. And, you know, and if it's something else that you want on the show, or you have suggestions, or your pair of shares.
Say, Harry Potter, there. Be happy now?
Really, you know, send in your input. Give us your feedback. Let us know if there's something else you want us to talk about ghost-wise, whatever. I mean, I know we're having fun with the shows this week and next week for the holidays, but when we're back on track and we're doing parashares, definitely send in your parashares. Send in your, you know,
your thoughts, your ideas, thoughts. Concerns, your questions, whatever.
You know, I mean, paranormally related. You know, you can't say, like, well, what size bra do you wear, and, you know, like this, that, and the other. How
I wear,
But, I mean, paranormal questions, yeah, send them in. Yeah, we'll do that, too. We'll answer questions. Instead of me always doing haunted trivia, you send in your questions, and we'll see if we can come up with the answers. If not, I will make one up that sounds valid, right?
That really won't work.
No, that won't work. All right, but you can still send in your questions, and we'll be honest if we can't answer them. All right, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann, and Don Slepian of donslepian.com for our wonderful theme song that we're still waiting to have people start voting for the title. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly. Don't forget to check out bobrivers.com. And you know, at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.